Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support.
Hundreds of millions of dollars to expand family planning services. How is that stimulus?
Well, the family planning services reduced cost. It reduced cost. The states are in terrible fiscal budget crisis now, and part of it, what we do for children's health or education and some of those elements are to help the states meet their financial needs. One of the initiatives you mentioned, the contraception, is will reduce cost to the state and to the federal government.
So no apologies for that?
No apologies, no. We have to deal with the consequences of the downturn in our economy.
That's Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, talking yesterday on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin talking with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America about two issues. Get her reaction to Speaker Pelosi's statement there. I don't understand what she was saying. I really don't. I mean, I'm a pretty bright guy, but she said that family planning, money for family planning and contraception will reduce costs to the state and to the federal government. I'm trying to sort that one out. Maybe Wendy can help me in just a moment. We'll also talk with Wendy about President Barack Obama's reversal of the so-called Mexico City policy. It's Monday, January the 26th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. A little later in the program, Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest. We'll talk about St. Titus, remembered this day by the church. And then Dr. Carl Fikencher, a much anticipated beginning of a five-part daily series with him on biblical examples of preaching. I have often heard when we do sermon reviews or something like that here on Issues Etc., the criticism comes in, well, look, the sermons in the Bible, they're not Christ-centered and cross-focused in each and every case. Really? We'll find out if they are. Today we'll talk about Moses' so-called Thanksgiving Day sermon, first of a five-part series with Dr. Carl Fikencher on biblical examples of preaching. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Wendy Wright is a regular guest and president of Concerned Women for America based in Washington. Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
You heard Speaker Pelosi talk about family planning money and contraception money, reducing costs. What is she talking about?
Yeah, you do need to have a little bit of background on what kind of costs she's talking about. She does mention health and education. Well, we are facing some massive increases from this current Congress in the amount of spending on children's health programs. That's because the liberals in Congress want to expand the number of people who are dependent on government health programs. So they're expanding it to people who really, they make a decent wage, they can afford to have their own insurance, but for whatever reason, they're not carrying their own insurance. So that means more cost to the government by getting more people dependent on government. So her solution, of course, we know the skyrocketing costs associated with education, and the sad part is it seems like the school districts that spend the most on education have the worst results. I'm here in Washington, D.C. right now, and I think Washington, D.C. spends about $18,000 a year on each student is considered among the worst of the school districts in the United States. Well, her solution to the skyrocketing cost because she wants more people to be dependent on government is to reduce the number of people. And a fascinating graph was released by the office of Representative Chris Smith, in which he charts the more government money that is given to Planned Parenthood for family planning, the more abortions Planned Parenthood does. Let me repeat that. The more money to family planning, more given, I'm sorry, the more money given to Planned Parenthood for family planning, the more abortions Planned Parenthood does. So it seems that what Speaker Pelosi wants is to have more people dependent on government, but to reduce the number of people.
So will pumping money, and we're talking here George Stephanopoulos' term, hundreds of millions of dollars into family planning and contraception, will it stimulate the economy?
Good question. I don't really see how it can. It's more like an abortionist bailout bill. We heard famously of the porn producers who went to Congress and said, well, we're not really seeing a downturn in our business, but we expect there might be a downturn in our business, so give us some money like everybody, like you're giving everyone else money. And now we have the abortionists who are coming forward and saying, well, give us money for family planning, but not admitting that the more money, the more government money we spend on family planning, the more abortions we get. So it certainly won't reduce costs. It's more a handout to political allies. This is the business in Washington, D.C. The more you grow government, the more you grow people who are dependent and expect the government to give them handouts. And in this case, we have Planned Parenthood coming forward and saying they deserve our government money, even though their work leads to more abortions.
Now, this is something that is often mentioned as we talk about abortion, but it is perhaps one of the dirtiest of the dirty little secrets surrounding the abortion industry, and that is it is a business. It's about dollars and cents.
Yeah, it is. When you look at Planned Parenthood in the last their last annual report that they released, they brought in over $1 billion. That's with a B, $1 billion. Over a third of that, came from government money. It was our tax dollars are going toward Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has been building these mega abortion clinics around the country in Houston, Aurora, Illinois, Portland, massive multi-story buildings that cost a lot. Where are they getting the money? Well, a lot of it's coming from you and I, the taxpayers. So Planned Parenthood not only gets money from taxpayers, they charge for all of their services. They charge for counseling. I mean, compare that to pregnancy resource centers that are run by volunteers, paid for by donations. They don't charge any of their clients for anything. But Planned Parenthood not only gets money from government, from charging their clients for every bit of the business, they also get handouts from corporations. They do direct mail fundraising, so individuals giving donations. So they get money everywhere. Way. And frankly, they have so much money, they can't even spend it all. That same annual report that showed they brought in $1 billion also showed they had over $100 million sitting in their bank.
What was the Mexico City policy?
The Mexico City policy came about when it was discovered that our tax dollars were going to international organizations that commit or promote abortion. So President Reagan in the 1980s passed the policy that states that the money that the United States is giving for international family planning cannot go to international groups that are promoting or committing abortion. Now, consider the fact that many of these groups are committing abortions in countries where it's illegal, and these same groups are lobbying or working to overturn laws, pro-life laws in other countries. So certainly our tax dollars should not be subsidizing that kind of activity. Well, Bill Clinton came into office, and he rescinded that order. George W. Bush came into office. He brought it back into effect, and now Barack Obama, on his third official day, in essence, has steered our tax dollars to international abortionists. He didn't increase the amount of money going to family planning. Instead, he's taking the money away from legitimate health organizations working in other countries, public hospitals, faith-based hospitals and clinics, taking the money away from them and giving it to abortion groups like International Planned Parenthood.
Okay, so, I mean, at least the kind of, if there is a silver lining here, of course, it's just that this is one of those things that it sounds like, since it was enacted by Reagan, it's gone back and forth depending on whether or not the president is pro-life or pro-choice. It could be reinstated by the next president with an equal fiat, correct?
It, it could even quicker. I just a few moments ago received an email that Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina will be offering an amendment to overturn Barack Obama's executive order. So in essence, to reinstitute the Mexico City policy. So I encourage people to be calling your senators and tell them to support the DeMint amendment to reinstate the Mexico City policy. We do not want our tax dollars going to international abortionists.
Does it, in effect, amount to exporting abortion?
It is, because these groups work very hard to overturn pro-life laws in other countries. And consider that they're working in countries where women don't even have access to basic health care. They don't have access to penicillin. They don't have access to clean water. One of the worst things that could be done to a woman in a developing country is an invasive procedure that kills her child and can cause all kinds of health problems to herself. In the United States, women still die from legal abortions, because abortion itself is a dangerous procedure. So it's even more dangerous when it's committed upon a woman in a developing country.
So one more time before we let you go, with only about 15 seconds, what's the name of the amendment? Who do they call, and what should they say when they call?
Call your senator and ask them to support Senator DeMint's amendment to reinstate the Mexico City policy. And the real quick version, no tax dollars to go to international abortionists.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to Concerned Women for America under the on-demand page at our website, issuesetc.org. Wendy, thanks.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, it's Titus. He's tucked back there near the end of the New Testament, right after 1st and 2nd Timothy. He's the letter that Paul wrote to both Timothy and to Titus. These letters are considered the pastoral epistles. There's a reason for that. They deal largely with issues surrounding the pastoral office. Who was Titus? I mean, beyond being the recipient of a letter from St. Paul, how does that letter make it into the New Testament? What is in there? And what does the church remember on this day? Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest. Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is where he serves as assistant professor of New Testament. Then we begin our five-part daily series this week on biblical examples of preaching. Dr. Carl Fikencher will be our guest in about 15 minutes here on Issues, Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Here's a new way to support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. You can now donate stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, contact Craig at 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Please consider donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds to Issues, Etc. in 2009. Call Craig today, 618-223-8382. Thanks for your support.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastors or lay leaders to hold a seminar in your area. Go to theclcc.org.
Depression, the Silent Epidemic, is the title of a seminar Tuesday evening, February the 10th, at the Wisconsin Room at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Issues, Etc. regular guest Dr. Beverly Yonke is the presenter. Learn how to spot signs of depression in yourself and how to help others who are suffering, deeply hurting, or depressed. Find out more about Depression, the Silent Epidemic, at www.lmcusc.org or by calling 414-332-5732.